Net News, I'm Jason Taylor. A corrections officer is recovering after being attacked at the Northeast Correctional Center in Bowling Green yesterday. The officer was attacked with a homemade weapon and hospitalized. As of Wednesday night, the officer was alert. The prison went into a temporary lockdown after the incident. Another attempt is underway to try and restore cuts to in-home and nursing home care for more than 8,000 Missourians. Jennifer Gundy of On My Own Incorporated in Southwest Missouri's Nevada is among a group of care providers and legislators who don't want the state to request a federal waiver. The waiver would allow $34 million in funding cuts for seniors and the disabled.
We've had to reduce the pay of folks. I've had to lay off people, and the impact of the consumers, they're having to make a decision as to whether they get transportation, medications, and whether they take a bath once a week.
Republican Governor Eric Greitens has vetoed the bipartisan budget bill that would take $34 million in excess state funds to cover the cost of such services. Greitens says the measure would threaten funding for abused children, injured workers, and first responders. Missouri's governor has signed abortion-related legislation into law. Brian Houseworth talked with the House Speaker about the bill.
Governor Eric Greitens signed the bill Wednesday afternoon during a state house ceremony in Jefferson City. Just a few hours earlier, Missouri House Speaker Todd Richardson signed it. The Poplar Bluff Republican is pleased.
A lot of work went into this work product, both from House members and our colleagues over in the Senate, and we're obviously happy with the outcome.
The House voted 110-38 in June to approve Camdenton State Representative Diane Franklin's bill. The new law signed by Greitens includes whistleblower and fetal tissue language. It also allows for unannounced annual inspections of clinics. Democratic critics like Ferguson's Core of Faith Walker wanted lawmakers to address infant mortality rates.
University of Missouri in Columbia is investigating a possible case of employee embezzlement. A school news release Tuesday said that the campus police were investigating suspected misappropriation of funds from student organization accounts affiliated with Greek Life. The release says the money was held outside of normal university accounts. Missouri is on the verge of losing yet another rural hospital. Callaway County's Fulton Medical Center says it's going to close no later than September 22nd because of a lack of patients and high operating cost. Callaway County Presiding Commissioner Gary Youngerman thinks the closure would devastate a portion of the local community.
To lose that hospital is going to be somewhat detrimental, at least to some of the older people that have been going to the Callaway County Hospital for years. They were born there.
Youngerman says the city and county are working to keep the facility open. If it closes, Fulton Medical Center would be the fourth rural Missouri hospital to shut down in 7 years. The others are in Farmington, Osceola, and Ellington. You're listening to Missouri Net News.